ಅನಂತನೀಹಾದಗುಣಾದವಿಕ್ರಿಯಾ ತ್ವೈಶ್ವರೇ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣಿನೋ ವಿರುದ್ಧತೆ ತ್ವದಾಶ್ರಯತ್ವಾದುಪಚರ್ಯತೆ ಗುಣೈ ತ್ವತ್ತೋಸ್ಯ ಜನ್ಮ ಸ್ಥಿತಿ ಸಮ್ಯಮಾನ್ ವಿಭೋ ವದಂತನೀಹಾದಗುಣಾದವಿಕ್ರಿಯಾ ತ್ವೈಶ್ವರೇ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣಿನೋ ವಿರುದ್ಧತೆ ತ್ವದಾಶ್ರಯತ್ವಾದುಪಚರ್ಯತೆ ಗುಣೈ ಜನ್ಮ ಸ್ಥಿತಿ ವದಂತನೀಹಾದಗುಣಾದವಿಕ್ರಿಯೈಶ್ವರೇ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣಿನೋ ವಿರುದ್ಧತೆ ತ್ವದಾಶ್ರಯದ್ವಾದುಪಚರ್ಯತೆ ಗುಣೈ ತ್ವತ್ತೋಸ ಜನ್ಮ ಸ್ಥಿತಿ ಸಮ್ಯಮಾನ್ ವಿಭೋ ತ್ವೈಶ್ವರೇ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣಿನೋ ವಿರುದ್ಧತೆ ತದಾಶ್ರಯತ್ವಾದುಪಚರ್ಯತೆ ಗುಣೇ ತೋಸ್ಯ ಜನ್ಮ ಸ್ಥಿತಿ ಸಮ್ಯಮಾನ್ ವಿಭೋ ವದಂತನೀಹಾದಗುಣಾದವಿಕ್ರಿಯಾತ್ ತ್ವೈಶ್ವರೇ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣಿನೋ ವಿರುದ್ಧತೆ ತ್ವದಾಶ್ರಯತ್ವಾದುಪಚರ್ಯತೆ ಗುಣೈ ಮತಜಿ ತ್ವತ್ತೋಸ ಜನ್ಮ ಸ್ಥಿತಿ ಸಮ್ಯಮಾನ್ ವಿಭೋ ವದಂತನೀಹಾದಗುಣಾದವಿಕ್ರಿಯಾತ್ ತ್ವೈಶ್ವರೇ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಣಿನೋ ವಿರುದ್ಧತೆ ತ್ವದಾಶ್ರಯತ್ವಾದುಪಚರ್ಯತೆ ಗುಣೈ
ವಾಟ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ತ್ವತ್ತಃ ಆರ್ ಫ್ರಾಮ್ ಯುವರ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ಶಿಪ್ ಅಸ್ಯ ಆಫ್ ದ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಕಾಸ್ಮಿಕ್ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟೇಷನ್ ಜನ್ಮ ದ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್ ಸ್ಥಿತಿ ಮೇಂಟೆನೆನ್ಸ್ ಸಮ್ಯಮಾನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅನಹಿಲೇಷನ್ ವಿಭೋ ಓ ಮೈ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ವದಂತಿ ದ ಲರ್ನೆಡ್ ವೇದಿಕ್ ಸ್ಕಾಲರ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಕನ್ಕ್ಲೂಡ್ Anihat, who are free from endeavor. Agunat, who are unaffected by the modes of material nature. Avikriyat, who are unchanging in your spiritual situation. Twai, in you. Ishware, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Brahmani, who are Parabrahman, the Supreme Brahman. No, not. Virudhyate, there is a contradiction. Tvat ashriyatvat, because of being controlled by you. Upacharyate, things are going on automatically. Gunaye, by the operation of the material modes. A session purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. O my Lord, learned Vedic scholars conclude that the creation, maintenance and annihilation of the entire cosmic manifestation are performed by you who are free from endeavor, unaffected by the modes of material nature and changeless in your spiritual situation. There are no contradictions in you, who are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Parabrahman. Because the three modes of material nature, sattva, rajas and tamas, are under your control, everything takes place automatically. Purport. As stated in the Vedas, natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate, natat samashcha cha vedikascha drishyate, parasya shaktir vivadhaya vishruyate, svabhaviki jnana balakriya cha. The Supreme Lord has nothing to do, and no one is found to be equal to or greater than Him, for everything is done naturally and systematically by His multifarious energies. Shweta Sharupanishad 6.8. Creation, maintenance and annihilation are conducted personally by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and this is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, Maya Dakshena Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam. Yet ultimately the Lord does not need to do anything, and therefore is nirvikar, changeless. Because everything is done under His direction, He is called Srishtikarta, the master of creation. Similarly, He is the master of annihilation. When a master sits in one place while his servants work in different duties, whatever the servants are doing is ultimately an activity of the master, although he is doing nothing. Natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate. The Lord's potencies are so numerous that everything is nicely done. Therefore, He is naturally still and is not directly the doer of anything in this material world. Om Ajnanti Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vidamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sutta Devi Pradamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhishcha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanibhya Vaishnavibhya Namunamaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Quite a technical purport and translation also. So here Vasudev in prison cell after the appearance of Lord Krishna, he is offering his prayers to the Lord. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada quotes a very famous shloka from Shweta Shvetara Upanishad, which he often quotes, which explains that Lord, Supreme Lord has nothing to do, and he is beyond all kind of works, and everything happens simply by sweet will. Even in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna confirms this fact in third chapter, where he tells Arjuna that you cannot give up work because yadad ajrati shreshtas. If you immaturely gives up work, then common men will follow you. So in that chapter, Krishna again confirms this. He tells that, O son of Pratha, there is no work prescribed for me within all three planetary systems, nor am I want of anything, nor have I need to obtain anything. So in this material world, everyone is working because we need to obtain something. We want something. From the lowest position of, you can say, animals and ants, birds, everyone has to obtain something, and they are forced to work. Karmis, even jnanis, they want to obtain knowledge. Yogis, they want to obtain some siddhis, mystic perfections. So therefore they have to work. And if you ask like anyone, ultimately someone wants some power, some position, some degree, or you know, anything of this material world. So if you ask them why are you working, so they'll tell you this, I want money, I want this, I want that. And everything boils down to five things. That is strength, fame, riches, knowledge, and beauty. So for these five things, people are working. And if you find someone who is not working, if you ask him, why are you not working? He'll say, I'm renounced. I don't need to work because I don't want anything. So people are working or not working for these six things. And because Krishna has all these six things in complete, in full, so therefore he doesn't need to work. Isn't it? Why? Because Krishna has all the riches. People are working to get money. But Krishna has all the money. Krishna is all beautiful. Krishna has all knowledge. Krishna is absolutely renounced also. So why he need to work? So that is stated here. And everything is happening simply by his thinking. He thinks something and it happens. That is one of the energy of Krishna. But someone may say that then there is no fun in the life, you know. There is no challenges. If everything is happening simply by our will, then there is no rasa, there is no juice. If there are some challenges, there are some successes, some failures, then there is some enjoyment. But because Krishna has various energies, Parashya Shaktir Vividhaya Vishruyate, Krishna's yoga maya potency, he arranges his pastimes in such a way that we cannot even imagine how much enjoyment Krishna enjoy, how much fun he enjoy. So then you can say, but in all those pastimes, because Krishna is aware that he is God, then again there is no fun. Say, you know, we go to some people see horror movies just to, you know, get the rasa of horror. They go and see some violent movie to get the rasa of violence. Or they see some, you know, romantic movies to get the rasa of romance. But yogmaya potency arranges everything for Krishna in such a way that Krishna enjoys them personally. But you can say that, if Krishna knows that in this particular fight he is anyway going to win, he is going to, suppose Bakasura has come or Trinavarta has come or Aghasura has come, so Krishna is aware that the Supreme Personality of Godhead and he is going to win. Again there is no fun because there is no uncertainty. It's already fixed, match is fixed, you know. Then there is no fun if match is fixed. But again, because Krishna is complete and his energies are complete, Krishna's drama is also is complete in one sense. Like Krishna is Krishna is the hero of his drama, and Yogamaya is the director. Yogamaya is directing the entire drama. Krishna is the hero, but Krishna is also the script writer. The script is written by Krishna. And Yogamaya is just executing that script. So in one sense, Krishna is control because he is the script writer. Ultimately, whatever Yogamaya is arranging, he is according to the script written by Krishna. But simultaneously, Krishna is also not in control because he plays such a perfect role that he forgets that he is the supreme. So that is... then the mixture of his greatness and his sweetness comes. That although is so great, but his pastimes become so sweet because he forgets that he is supreme. And he plays perfect role. Today morning while dressing the deities, we were hearing Srila Prabhupada's lecture. And he was explaining that how Krishna is a perfect person, whatever role he may be playing. And Prabhupada telling the story of Satyabhama, who requested Krishna to get Parijat flower from heavens. And Krishna went to heavens with Satyabhama and told Satyabhama, why do you want flower, you know, I'll get you an entire tree. so that every day you can have a flower with, for you. And but our Indra, he immediately defended, he retaliated. No, you cannot take Parijat flower tree from heaven, because it is meant only for heaven, not for earthly planets. And Krishna fought with him. And there Prabhupada writes, you know, that Krishna acted like a hand-packed husband, you know. Even Krishna's queen used to think that, see, our husband is so attached to us, you know. Whatever we are saying, he's following. He is so attached to us. So that is Krishna's perfectness. That is Krishna's sweetness, you know. That he forgets that I am Supreme Personality of God. That he acts for the pleasure of his devotees. So, so just like he played a perfect role of a husband, similarly plays perfect role of a son also. Like now we are celebrating the Kartik month, Damodar month, and Krishna is playing, you know, like a perfect son, small child. Mother Yashoda is running behind him and trying to catch him, trying to bind him, and he's crying. And Mother Yashoda is thinking that he's my son. If I don't feed him, then he'll become sick. And similarly, Krishna's friends, they are thinking that Krishna is our ordinary friend. While lifting Govardhan Hill, you know, they were little scared, you know, if you know something happens, Govardhan Hill may fall down. So everyone is trying to, you know, put the danda just to hold the Govardhan Hill. So, and many times they used to defeat Krishna in games and in wrestling, and Krishna had to carry them on his shoulder, on his back. So Krishna plays such a perfect role that everyone thinks that he is ordinary personality, ordinary person. So this is another opulence of Krishna, that although he has nothing to achieve, nothing to attain in this world, and he is supreme, still he takes pleasure in feeling himself dependent on his devotees. That is the beauty of Krishna. In this material world, everyone is dependent, absolutely dependent. We may think that I am independent, but everyone is dependent. Dependent on the senses, mind, so many circumstances. But we like to feel that I am independent. On the contrary, Krishna is absolutely independent, but he takes pleasure in feeling himself dependent on his devotees. That is Krishna. So if Krishna takes pleasure in independency, then we can understand that the real pleasure is hidden in the feeling of dependency, not in the feeling of being independent. Just like Lord Ram, he can, you know, kill Ravana immediately. There is no need for him to take help of monkeys and Sugriva and make a bridge and fight. But still, he likes to take help from his devotees. So this is Krishna, who although has nothing to achieve, he has no need to work, still he works for the pleasure of his devotees. In this here, everyone is trying to avoid work. Ultimately, people are working so that one day they can become free or, you know, relax, isn't it? Many years before, you know, when I was new here, so I was talking to one person, and he was asking, like outside person, he was asking about our schedule, you know. So I was telling them, morning 4 o'clock we get up, and then Mangal Arati and this service, that service. So he was saying, oh really, you work so hard, but ultimately after some time, when you become, you know, senior, or you know, you get higher post, then you must be getting relaxed, or throughout your life you have this kind of schedule. So people want relaxation, because this kind of the kind of lifestyle people are living, it is unnatural for them. So they need a relaxed period, like Saturday, Sunday. In Vedic life, there was no concept of holiday. You may be surprised, you know. There was no concept of holiday, because people used to work according to their nature. You know, a farmer is working 7 days a week, you know, 365 days a year, because that was his nature. You know, a Brahmana is teaching 7 days a week. there are few people still, you know, I remember, like, we used to go to Belgaum for some treatment, and there is a doctor, Dr. Pawar. So he has that kind of persona. 7 days a week, you know, he's open. Because that is nature. He loves that activity. Nowadays, like, why people want holiday, Saturday, Sunday, so many holidays? Because they don't like their job and they need a break. So ultimately, people, no one wants to work. It is, you know, by force they have to work. So in Bhagavata, Krishna says same thing. Like he told Arjuna about setting the example. He said that I work to set an example. So it may appear that you know, actually Krishna doesn't like to work, but just to set an example, he's working. No, he is not that kind of person who loves to relax. He loves to work. He loves to act for the pleasure of his devotees. Although there is no activity prescribed for him, and even if he doesn't work, you know, he won't be bound up in any karmic reaction. There is no compulsion for him. But still he works for the pleasure of his devotees. So this is Krishna, that although he's complete, but he loves to act for pleasure of his devotees. And in the translation, Vasudeva is saying that he's glorifying Krishna by saying that you are unaffected by the modes of material nature and changeless in your spiritual situation. So this is another quality of Krishna, that he is changeless, always changeless. And therefore his name is Achyuta. Achyuta means one who doesn't fall down, or one doesn't change. It is not that in Bhagavata 5,000 years before it said something and today saying something else. No, he's same. There is no change. In fact, George Harrison in Leelamrita is mentioned when he met Prabhupada, and then one quality of Prabhupada attracted him very much, and that was this quality of changelessness. He said that when he went to, many times he went to Prabhupada and said that I never found that Swamiji is saying, oh, yesterday I said something wrong, that was wrong, and this is actually the truth. So this is the quality of transcendental substance, that it is unchanged. And this quality gives very great hope to the devotees that Krishna is changeless. And Krishna has promised that he'll always protect his devotees, and he'll never, fail to protect his devotees. So this is a very hope-giving for devotees, this quality of changelessness. And recently, a few days before, I was going somewhere else. Was a stay at Vada, at farm. So we were visiting one shop. And one carpenter was there, Maharashtrian, Varkari. So quite old, maybe 50, 55 years old. So as soon as he saw me, he made me sit next to him. And he was just, you know, speaking his realization. Like his experience is in God consciousness. Quoting different abhangas from Tukaram Maharaj's abhanga. And then he quoted one abhanga, which I don't know the Marathi, but in Hindi he said, Bhagwan dikhte to nahi hai kahin, lekin jab samay hota to aa jate hain. There was abhanga like that. It seems that God is present nowhere, but when there is a need, he's there. He's right there. And then he quoted, you know, 3-4 incidents from his life, that how he was personally saved by the Lord, which gave him a lot of faith. So this quality of personal care of Krishna is very, very hope-giving to the devotees. Because it's an amazing quality of Krishna if we see that generally we, in this world, there is no one who can accommodate everyone, everyone's emotions, everyone's feelings. You know, sometimes we like few people's feelings and emotions and nature, and we don't like others' natures. But in Krishna, everyone can find shelter. This is amazing quality of Krishna, that he is so accommodative. My nature may not match with you or with you, or your nature may not match with someone else. But when we go to Krishna, then everyone's feelings and emotions can find shelter. This is one of the quality of Krishna. And Krishna personally takes care of his devotees. Although in initial stages we may not able to perceive that protection and care, like we see in the case of many devotees described in Bhagavatam and other scriptures, like Draupadi, or you know, like Krishna personally came to protect Rukmini Devi. So we may not find that Krishna is coming to take care of me. Like there is story of Anantacharya, that who rubbed this line from the shloka Yogakshema Vamyam, thinking that Krishna doesn't come personally actually. So similarly, we may also think that Krishna helps his devotees, Krishna protects his devotees, but I'm not great like Rukmini Devi or Draupadi or Pandavas. I'm not that kind of person. So, but we have to understand, we have to be confident that Krishna actually takes care of his devotees personally. That is Krishna's promise. And there are a few stories in Chaitanya Bhagavat which very clearly shows this point, that how Krishna personally take care of every devotee. And at this point we may not be able to understand that it is Krishna who is taking care of us, but eventually we'll understand, oh, actually it was Krishna. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was exhibiting his Sapta Prahariya Leela in the house of Shivas Thakur, so he very rarely used to exhibit his mood of Supreme Personality of Godhead. And during this day, on this day he was exhibiting, he sat on the throne of Lord Vishnu and instructed everyone to offer him prayers, offer him bhoga, give him abhishek. And after that he started calling every devotee, each and every devotee called, and asked them to ask any benediction from him. So he called many devotees. Of course, the first one was Dukhi, which we always hear about, that how Lord made her Sukhi. And after that, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called for Shivas Thakur. And he said, Shivas Thakur, do you remember the day you were wandering in Navadvip and you reached the house of Devanand Pandit? And Devanand Pandit were reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. And you became so mesmerized, so attracted by the nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam, that you couldn't control yourself and you started crying. And so much so that you fainted on the ground. But the immature disciples of Devanand Pandit, they thought that you were a kind of sahajya, and they threw you out. And like the disciple, even the master, Devanand Pandit, he was equally fool like his disciples. And he also couldn't understand your glories. And it didn't stop his disciples. And you became so disturbed that when you came home, you started crying. At that time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, he said, Shivas Thakur, at that time I personally descended from Vaikuntha. And when you started reading Bhagavatam at home, I manifested myself from the verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, and I made you cry uncontrollably. That was me, Shivas Thakur. That was me who came at that time to give you solace. And when Shivas Thakur heard this, because this pastime happened, must be, maybe 5, 10, 15, 20 years before, because Lord Chaitanya was already 22 years when he was doing this pastime. So this is how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally came to give solace to Shivas Thakur. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Gangadas Pandit. He said, Gangadas Pandit, do you remember the night when the Yavanas attacked your village and they attacked your house, and then you ran to save you and your family, especially the ladies. And you were running towards the Ganga. It was raining heavily, and at Ganga you didn't find any boat to cross. And the Yavanas, they were coming closer and closer. At that time you decided that if you don't find any boat, just to save the chastity of your ladies, you will drown yourself with your family in the Ganga. And you were searching for a boat, but you couldn't find any. At that time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Gangadas Pandit, he said, "Gangadas, at that time I personally descended from Vaikuntha and came with a boat and took you and your family across the river. That was me, Gangadas, which descended from Vaikuntha just to protect you." And when Gangadas Pandit heard this, he started crying and fainted, fell on the ground. So, of course, then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Advaitacharya, he called and told him that, "Advaitacharya," he said, "Advaitacharya, you used to read Bhagavad Gita and the scriptures very systematically and seriously. And unless you would understand the meaning of a shloka, you would not go further. So do you remember the day when you couldn't understand the meaning of a shloka, which comes in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Sarvotopani Padam?" He said, you couldn't understand the meaning of that shloka, and you decided that unless I understand the meaning of this shloka, I'll fast. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that, "Advaitacharya, you were fasting that night, slept without eating anything, but I personally descended from Vaikuntha in your dream, and I told you that you break your fast today, and eventually I'll reveal the meaning of this shloka to you." And when Advaitacharya heard this, he started crying and fell to the ground. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at last, he called Haridas Thakur. He said, "Haridas Thakur, do you remember the day when by the order of Yavana king, you were beaten in 22 marketplaces by the two executioners? They took you in 22 marketplaces, but they were not able to kill you because you were praying for them. But I came to sever the heads of these two executioners. I descended from Vaikuntha with my chakra, but I couldn't kill them because you were praying for them. But simultaneously, I couldn't see you being beaten by them. So I personally laid my body upon your back and took all the lashes on my back." And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu removed his uttariya, and Haridas Thakur saw that it was tainted with blood. And by seeing this, Haridas Thakur fell to the ground crying. So in this way, we can see that how Krishna takes personal care. In our life also, we may be going through many challenges, many problems, and we may overcome them somehow or other, and we may feel that, oh, you know, somehow by Krishna's mercy, I have overcome it. But just like, you know, Lord revealed to these four devotees after a long period of time that how actually it was He who saved them. So similarly, as a practitioner devotee, a practicing devotee, as a sadhaka, we should be confident that ultimately it is Krishna who is taking care of us. And if we just keep on just moving in our Krishna consciousness, then eventually we could also see and perceive Krishna's hand, and we may also realize, oh, you know, 15 years before, 20 years before, when I was going through that trouble and somehow I overcame it, and it was Krishna actually who helped me. It was personally Krishna who took care of me. So here Vasudeva is praying to Lord that although you have nothing to, you are complete in yourself. So although Krishna is complete in himself, he acts to protect his devotee, he acts to serve his devotee. That is pleasure. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. If anyone has any question, discussion, comments. Yes, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
You said that Krishna was for the pleasure of his devotees.
Yeah, Krishna is always there. Also, Krishna is working for the pleasure of his devotees. Krishna has no other pleasure in his life other than the pleasure of his devotees. Because he's Atmaram, he doesn't need anything from outside for his pleasure. But his pleasure increases when he serves his devotees. That's why he came as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. To solidify it, just to serve his devotees. And to show us that actual happiness is in serving. So, in spiritual world also he is serving, you know. I don't know. Looks like these three words is talking about. When Krishna says I have no work to do, means in this material world, everyone has some prescribed duties which he has to follow, and if he doesn't follow, he commits sin. So when Krishna says that I have nothing to do, means there is no prescribed duty for him. You cannot say, oh, Krishna is not acting in such a way, he is not doing this, so he'll incur sin. No. Krishna is beyond working and Krishna is beyond not working also. Krishna is beyond sin and Krishna is beyond piety. So there is no prescribed duty for Krishna as such. You mean to say, you are trying to say that Prabhupada said about bhoga and tyaga, that 5 days they enjoy, they do bhoga, and 2 days tyaga? It appears the opposite way, you know, 5 days they do tyaga, they sacrifice, they perform austerity, and 2 days they enjoy, you know.
Or maybe I'm not understanding the term.
Yeah, I also don't know. I don't know. But this is a fact, like, in Vedic system there is no concept of holiday. That was my point, you know. Nowadays everyone wants some holiday. If anyone has any understanding of this, bhoga tyaga, very well. Okay. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granth Rashi Mad Bhagavatam ki.